episode 73 of the Furlough Bros Tech Podcast. Today is February the 16th, 2012. I am Matthew Dean Furlough, and this is my meteoric brother, James Furlough.
That's right. I survived.
You survived, yeah. Deep Impact 2013. Thank goodness for Russian dash cams, because that's the coolest thing ever, and it would only be the only reason we'd be able to see it because everybody in Russia films what they're driving is for reasons. I'm still not convinced that it's not just like an urban legend that they all do it for liability reasons, because it just sounds crazy to me. But for whatever reason, everybody's got a friggin' dash cam, and I really wish it became more of a thing in America so that we could have these sorts of cool videos in languages that we understand.
Yeah. No, they were cool videos for sure. To see, yeah. It was the right time of day too, or night.
Right. However, yeah. You describe that. I saw somebody post a GIF of just the arc across the sky, and it was labeled. And the link was labeled. Flying DeLorean hitting 88 miles per hour. And so you just see it like it's screaming and it explodes and like the tracks go off, you know, like, and they're like, wow, it's actually exactly what it looks like.
I like it. Yeah. I love it. That's what I can see.
Yeah. So,
and then someone sent me a picture. It was a picture of a crater. And in it, it said that researchers found a small baby boy in the middle that was surprisingly in good shape and wearing a red cape.
Yeah, that would be pretty exciting. Researchers found. Yeah. Just our luck. Turns out Superman is Russian, not American. Really open for some national supremacy there. What? I'm rooting for the home team. If you're from Russia, you can't blame me. You'd do the same thing.
I get it. I understand. Yeah, it's funny. I'm also rocking, which the video can't really capture, my
colors on
awesome
my shirt.
T-shirt.
Black, white. That's an XKCD shirt, right?
It is.
Oh, it man. Is.
That is kind of a Christmas present.
That's awesome. I what's so great about that shirt is that it's like it's variable. I'm like, I don't know, it's just so funny. Like, you know, he actually went through and calculated it. And like you, that's the thing, is it's accurate.
Well, he actually said that he had to redo it for each size of a shirt.
Oh, really?
To make sure that it was accurate.
It's crazy. Oh man, Randall. I linked one of the comics of his this week, I can't remember what day it was, but it's just you guys should just go look at it, because the worst thing to do is like, this is like when we were five and we like, you'd read, like you're just like getting to understand what the comics page on the newspaper was. So you like read something funny and you read it to your parents, be like, and then Charlie Brown says, it's like the worst thing ever, but I'm going to do that right now. and it's a picture of a mobile like screen with a like website grayed out, and then like a thing on top of it, and it says, want to visit an incomplete version of our website where you can't zoom? Download our app. Okay. And then, you know, then it has an okay button, and then another button says no, but ask me again every time. And I totally know that feeling. It's the worst thing, dude. The whole people trying to, like, websites trying to push their mobile app through their mobile website drives me crazy. I wish people could just...
Well, and the latest one is Quora, right, where they, that's actually their whole thing. Like, you can look at one answer, but if you want to see more answers, oh, you got to download the app. Sorry.
It's terrible. Yeah.
They have, like, you know how in iOS it has the banner that will automatically pop up?
Yeah.
To download it, they actually have like in the website a little arrow pointing up saying, yep, there's the button, just tap it if you actually want to enjoy our service.
That's so stupid. I hate that, but
it's kind of like a paywall but for registrations or app downloads or something. But
well, because they're able to do better targeting of advertisement through the apps than they are through, I mean, I get why they do it, but it drives me nuts. It's really it makes sites anyways, since we already started talking about it, I guess we'll do the show opening. This week, we will be talking about technology and the continuing corporate opera, or the soap opera of corporations' dealings back and forth, the people working for them, their marketing campaigns, and the technology they're developing. But before we get into the heart of the show, which we already sort of did, short disclosure.
Yeah, so I work for HP. However, I do not represent HP or any of HP's opinions.
I do not work for HP, and I also don't represent any of their opinions, interestingly enough. If you want to follow us throughout the week and get our interesting updates and sometimes inane updates and then sometimes complain about potential pieces that hit us in the middle of the Friday afternoon, follow us on the Twitter. My handle is at Matthew D. Furlow.
And I am at James Furlow.
And the show is at Furlow Bros. You can also go to furlowbros.com. That's got all sorts of links to our Google Plus page, our Facebook page, our Twitter pages, you know, all sorts of fun stuff, including all the articles we talk about, links to stuff like XKCD and that particular comic we were talking about, videos and anything else we talk about, including, and get this, the entire podcast. And not just the entire podcast, because some of you are like, man, this podcast is so long. I don't have very much of an attention span. I wish I could something shorter. Well, good news. If you haven't been to the website in a while and you've just been listening to the show, somehow you missed this, we do now offer the show a la carte. We break it up into topics. James is in a bunch of great work and slices and dices it so that you can
right.
Enjoy in bite-sized consumable pieces. And we've got two different feeds, one which is the main podcast, and we got all the sub podcasts. So we're trying to bring our podcast to the people in the best possible way. We're doing what we can for you, and hopefully y'all are enjoying it, and makes it worth it.
Well, if stats or anything, most people are.
Yeah, exactly. And don't be afraid to tell your friends how amazingly awesome it is, even if you don't actually believe that. Just go out there, and it makes you seem more popular and cooler, and, like, you're in on it. Just be like, yeah, I listen to the Furlow Bros Tech Podcast. That's the sort of person I am. I'm just into that sort of thing. And then girls will adore you. Men will want to be like you, even if you're a chick. It's weird, but that's how it happens sometimes.
So a little we can share these kind of stats, I suppose. We'll do an Amazon style, where since we started doing the clips or the cuts or whatever we're calling them. Our subscribers have actually doubled.
And, really?
Yeah.
Whoa.
So there's the Amazon. You have no basis for what it doubled from, but
when people ask how big our audience is, I always tell them, let me tell you, put it to you this way. We have more listeners than I have friends, which really, to me, is a testament to our success. and not to mention that I have plenty of friends that aren't very good friends because they don't listen. You guys, if you're listening now, you're not part of that.
Obviously not you.
Yeah.
You're off the hook.
Yeah. So I don't know. Yeah. I like the Amazon style. It sure makes you feel less insecure. which is crazy considering the fact that we do well. It's not like there's anything to feel insecure about, but still, what are we talking about? We want to talk about technology.
We're going to talk about your hero.
Okay, yeah, that's right. About. Oh, man. Oh, baby. I'm excited for this guy. So, obviously, I find a reason to talk about Elon Musk any chance I can, even when it's only, like, tangentially related. Thankfully, this week, Elon Musk, served up one to knock out of the park. Pop! He's got that one car that he's working on, the Tesla thing, and
just a little bit of work on it, yeah. Side project, really.
Exactly, and they're making a big deal about this thing. I don't know why one car, and it's an amazing car. It's really cool, but it's all electrical. And
All right. I'm going to test you here.
Okay,
money's not an issue. You could literally have any car in the world.
Ooh.
Would you get this one, or would you pick a different one?
Ooh. 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 That's tough. It's top three.
Top three?
Yeah, I would say it's top three.
What are your other two, just out of curiosity?
Okay. I think a 69...
Were you just hedging on me?
No. I think a 69 Corvette, Stingray Corvette.
Okay.
I love that car. I think this is the best looking car that's ever been built, ever. If you have one and you'd like to sell it to me for cheap, I will make stupid decisions in order
they're
to buy it.
They're on Craigslist all the time, man.
I know, but they're expensive. I hope
or the ones that are cheap you don't want.
actually that's one of the okay, it's a good point. Which one day when I am financially secure enough to make that decision, I fully plan on buying one. Part of it is that it's actually, you know, it's kind of a dream car, but it's not like buying a Corvette at a modern Corvette. Oh, jeez, that was the dumbest comment I've ever made.
It's not like really buying a Corvette. It's just exactly like it.
It's precisely what you're trying to do, actually. It's not like buying a current model Corvette, which will run you, you know, 50 to 80, depending on what perks and cool things you get. Second car, though, man, I'd really like a decked out Bentley. I think I'd like a decked out Bentley.
Really?
Yeah, man.
Why? But I thought the McLaren F1 or something like that.
Dude, I like it as from an engineering perspective, but I ain't gonna drive that to work, man. I will drive. You know, a Bentley though, dude, just a straight up boat of electric car with every fancy, like, oh my goodness. Oh, you know, and I could be talked away from a Bentley. I actually could be if there was a super luxury car that had more amazing technological features and it could drive itself and then fly me to the moon and back if I wanted to. Like, but I'm talking just like ultra luxury.
One of those airplane car convertibles.
Exactly. Ooh. And then, but I think
pass up.
I actually think that the Tesla at this point, I could see driving the Tesla, like, especially because it's cool. And this is the thing.
Because it's cool. All right.
So it's Motor Trend described it as car of the year this last year, 2013 car this year. I think it's this year. Which is a big deal. It's a huge deal. I mean, it's the first time.
Is it a big deal? I feel like a lot of the other car companies were just like, just a regular update year. You know, unless I missed it. You know, it's not like Toyota was releasing the equivalent of the Prius again. You know, where China just like rocks the car world. I don't know. Maybe I don't follow
that's
the car
sort
space,
of an,
so
I'm gonna say
that.
I understand. But I think that's sort of an unfair basis as this sort of rocked the car world. I mean, like. I think you're right. There was kind of low competition this year. There wasn't the Leaf didn't come out, and there wasn't a new Corvette model like the Mustang didn't get a big update. You know, there wasn't Volvo didn't do anything new. Yeah, okay. I mean, outside of all of their general like continual innovation, and I think it was the Lexus. No, who was it that just came out with their like all the self parking gizmos and whatnot. This is just like there's a lot out there. On a good competition year, it would have done well. The point being that they've really sold this car on certain abilities, the ability to drive and perform, go certain distances at certain speeds, you know, and all based on this idea that they're setting up all these charge stations. So there are areas where it is a legitimately usable long distance vehicle. You can go 400 miles because you got charging stations you can stop it and charge. Well, the New York Times wrote a review article where they basically called Elon Musk and the whole Tesla community out on the carpet and said, y'all a bunch of lying dirt bags. And this is one of those classic where, you know, your laptop claims to get, you know, 6 hours of battery life. And the first time you use it without a charger, it only gets 3 hours. And the manufacturer comes back, well, you weren't using it the way the tests were done. That you're using it in real-world circumstances. We were testing it in lab circumstances, you know, and that's just – the lab is highly controlled, but to give you, you know, a different – you know, it's meant to be compared one statistic to the next. So one that lasts 5 hours and one that lasts 6 hours – the six-hour one is better, but in real world, it'll be a lot less than that. You're like, then why do you call it how many hours it's on? Because you're lying to us. And so New York Times basically was like, nah, dude, it's not how it works. And like a lot of different complaints. And they wrote a big article about like, you know, and that, what was this dude's name? I can't remember now.
Rotor?
Rotor, yeah. And so basically what happened was, well, they don't like, New York Times doesn't buy these cars from Tesla. Tesla gives them these cars to test drive for a while, and then they take them back. And guess what they take back with it? All the computers on board with all of your driving information. Because it turns out the cars that they give to like the New York Times, obviously they want to be able to like say, you know, if something goes wrong, let's say the car breaks down. They want to know precisely why so they can tell them. So they've got all this like all this diagnostic stuff in it. And they were like, so they took a look at the diagnostics and they found all this ridiculous stuff that this guy was doing. Like how he was claiming how like the battery life didn't, you know, go as far as it's supposed to on this like one leg of the journey. It was like, and Elon Musk was like, they pulled up all the data logs and they're like, first off, you knew you had to go 60 miles. There was a 60-mile charge station, and when you were charged in and plugged, it told you, it was telling you, it was displaying that it would only be able to go 37 miles. You took off, and then as you got halfway there, you turned the heater on full just to make sure to drain it all the way, just in case we were, you know, being, you know, a little bit cautious and saying it would go 37 when it actually go 47. No, see, they're like go through all these different That's like awesome. Circumstances where they were talking about how like he tried to kill the battery by like just driving in circles in a parking lot by the nearby the like the charge stations, because the charge stations are like too frequent. And so they were just like, they went through and they looked at all the diagnostics and they were like, they actually talked to him like about all the different stuff that he was, and then basically just came out and blasted the New York Times for publishing this article. And everybody's just like, oops, this dude's not going to be doing too happy after that. And I haven't had any word on him being fired, but one of the big questions that everybody's been asking is like, you know, start digging a little bit more. It turns out this dude is, he's not actually the car review guy. He's an oil expert. Like he knows about cars and they asked him to do it, but it was like, he's an oil. I know. I wasn't even like,
I didn't know that was a job.
Like you say, it's a different, right. It was in a different article and I should have linked it, but they're basically saying like, this guy writes a lot about, you know, about the oil industry and like, and how their relationship that with kind automobiles. Of right. Yeah. And and so it was like basically
this
everybody
is a really
was like
good olive oil we got here.
Right. No, like gasoline. And
rosemary this morning.
Yeah. And so everybody's like, you know, I can't say that there's any actual rosemary cheese. I can't say that there's any actual bias, you know. But the implication being that he was biased against electric cars and he was trying to pull a fast one by claiming, you know, certain conditions of driving that didn't actually exist in order
to
make
Tesla.
Good
thing Big Brother's watching, man. Caught him in the act.
I know. Yeah, man.
Good thing Big Brother's your hero.
That's what happens when you mess with Tony Stark, okay? You know,
that's right.
You can't take down Stark Enterprises.
Pulls up his little phone, starts tippy tapping, throws a date on the screen, and goes, "Check this out, you're a liar." Boom. I'm gonna go. Yeah,
exactly.
Cocktail.
Exactly. That's exactly what it was like.
That was that was the scene from what was it, Iron Man 2. Mm-hmm. He was in the deposition or whatever that's called, and he was like, "Here, hold on a second, snap! I'm just gonna hack into your life right here." And,
well, now I wish I had posted to Reddit earlier this week when that was actually could have gotten me a lot of upvotes. that's exactly what happened, actually. And I would have, and I know what the title would have been. It would have been "How I Imagine Elon Musk, you know, Outing the New York Times." And I just sort of clipped to the link to that clip.
So here's a takeaway on that.
Yeah, don't
what
lie.
What that means is that Iron Man can tell the future, or at the very least, Elon Musk is using that for his playbook. Either way. Good things are on the way.
I like where this is going.
This could be good. This could be good. Turns out he's a superhero too. Oh my word.
That I'm
was a
not
meteor
taking
in
it off the
Russia? Right.
Exactly. Dude, no, that very well could have been Thor. I mean, let's be honest. Like, it's not out of the picture. And
I'll buy it. I'm good. I'm easy to convince on
this is a good
that.
week. And then there was the nuclear test
Nuclear
in yeah,
test.
that was my finger quotes in that one Korea, and where where it was a big they described it as there was a unnatural seismic activity. The Hulk, maybe, probably. That's all I'm saying. Sure.
Ah,
It's happened this week.
yes.
This week.
It's all coming there. It's all assembling.
Exactly.
Yes, that is
What?
awesome. Okay, so I mean, is that kind of last I heard it was still kind of like they were punching back and forth, but it's pretty much like aliens dominated, vindicated,
Well,
whatever.
what do
Tesla.
you think? What do you think my opinion on this is? I'm probably
Well.
not the most unbiased. In my opinion, I have felt that Tesla has done a decent job of defending themselves against. And the reality of it is, the car's not perfect. It doesn't have perfect range there, and there are flaws to it. But I think it's clear that the New York Times went out of its way to exaggerate those flaws. And instead of saying, there's obviously there's three ways you can write an article. You can say these are the pros, these are cons, and just be completely neutral. You can exaggerate the flaws to make them seem worse, or you can under-exaggerate the flaws and really pitch it as a thing of, well, it's really not that bad. I mean, I was able to go 400 miles, and it only took me about an hour longer than I would have expected, on a gas car. But I mean, you really only 10 minutes longer because I would have eaten lunch anyways, and I was eating lunch at the charge station. So really, it only took me 10 minutes longer to get to my destination. And so it's all about how you write it, and I realize that. And but I think Tesla really did a very competent job of beating back criticisms. And let's just be honest about this. It's not perfect. Nobody thinks it is. But it's still a huge innovation leap forward, so
Okay.
back off.
I like it.
That's what it was.